Well, welcome to the Leaping Launchpad. I am so thankful that you are here for this session. I'm Rachel G. Scott, and in this session, we are going to talk about the invitation and adventure of leaping, y'all. This is going to be so good. So I'm excited to invite my friend Jen Weaver up to the stage with me. Thank you so much for joining me, Jen.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Now, Jen, I love everything that you're doing, everything about you. You're just so amazing. So I'm excited that you're a part of this summit. And the first thing, because I know you and I'm getting to know you really well, but can you please share with our fellow leapers a little bit about yourself and just your current activities and what you're doing?
Yes, I would love to. And I love this. I love everything we're talking about here. So for everyone who's listening to this, you made the right call in getting this book. So I am a beneficiary of your wisdom, and we get to serve in so many fun ways. So yes. I serve primarily as a Bible teacher, which is really fun. I get to come alongside and equip and empower other believers as we live out our faith. And the core of my heart in that is how we can engage in life with God. And so if you're in leadership, that can be coming alongside as a ministry coach in your life. If you're married, my first book is A Wife's Secret to Happiness, looking at how we can partner with God in our marriages. My podcast is Good God Talks, and that's all about having these uncommon conversations with God in everyday life moments. And so I really love the life that God invites us into. And so I'm always trying to engage and help others to engage with him in that way.
And so you use the key word there, invites us into, which is what we're going to talk about through this whole thing. But you all listen, this is why I wanted to have her on the summit. You see all of the resources that she has available, right? All right, so we're going to dive into just some really practical questions. And your journey has really involved significant leaps. So you went from corporate, working full-time in corporate, to being full-time at a church, and then launching your own ministry. So can you just recount the pivotal moments or experiences that led you to making those transitions? And how did you discern that those were invitations from God?
I love that question. So there were many moments. There were probably moments along the way that I just didn't notice. I wasn't picking up what God was putting down. And he's like, okay, I'm going to come more directly here. I'm going to prompt you in this way. But the big pivotal moment that came in me moving from my corporate job into vocational ministry at the church I was attending was really my church had reached out to me. And so that first invitation started with a phone call from a pastor I had relationship with, asking if I would consider applying for an open position. And really my first gut response was, are you sure you're calling the right person? Like, Jen is a pretty common name. Like, you know, this is me, right? And it was so funny because I had never really considered going into pastoral ministry or church ministry vocationally. I was volunteering, I was serving even in ministry outside of the church. At that point, I was already writing and speaking some, but it just wasn't on my radar. And so one of those pivotal moments was just not disqualifying myself from that first invitation. Mm-hmm. Because when she called me, I could have just said, oh, no, that's not me. I'm in a good career. I've been with this company a long time. I enjoy my job. I'm okay. Yeah. But when that call came, I actually responded to the opportunity to weigh it. And so I told her, okay, well, I'm going to talk with my husband, we're going to pray about it, and we're going to see what God says. And so that was the first real pivotal moment in that whole thing unfolding. One of the other things that was real pivotal in that time was it was a role in women's ministry. And I had served in women's ministry. I had served in groups ministry and care. And I mean, I've grown up in the church. I've served in all sorts of different areas, you know, cleanup crew, children's ministry, young adult.
You name it.
Right? I'm like, I'm there. I'm here. And when she asked me about women's ministry, I had never really considered honing in on that as a specific focus. If you had asked me, oh, do you feel especially called to women? I would have said, not necessarily. Like, at that point, we were serving in some groups and I was teaching some classes, and those were co-ed classes. And so when she asked me about it and I told this trusted pastor in my life, which having good mentors and people who can give you wise counsel is really helpful.
Yep.
I told her, well, I don't know if I really feel called to women's ministry. Mm-hmm. And she started asking me questions to highlight the ways I was already serving women.
Wow.
And I had never really noticed. I was I was co-hosting a conference with some friends for Christian women communicators. I was serving in women's mentoring ministry. Even the marriage book that I had written was specifically for wives. It was a marriage book, but I was really writing to the woman on how she could partner with God in her marriage. And so that was one of the other pivotal moments of really stepping back to see the fruit of this call on my life and how I was already walking in that passion. I was already walking in that call. And I previously just hadn't even noticed.
Wow. Wow. You know, and even in that, I see God's hand all on that, because I always say that that thing that just feels natural to us, we just kind of, I've been doing this. I mean, I don't think anything about it, but usually when we're looking and we're asking God, what is my assignment? It's like right there. He's like, it's right there. Like, you've been doing this for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden someone says, oh, there's a name for that. Like, oh, that's called women's ministry.
Right.
Oh, well, I was just doing what he called me to do. And I love that. And would you say in the midst of all that, that's when you began to really discern just the call out of even the church that you were serving with and into stepping into this completely on your own?
Yes. So I came on staff. We got the okay from the Lord to explore. And even that, when I came on staff, was an invitation. So sometimes we have direction from the Lord and he's like, hey, this is an obedience thing. You need to take this step or you're going to be disobedient. And other times I have found that he will give me an invitation, similar to when you're offering good choices to your kids. You're like, hey, do you want to go do this thing with me? Hey, I'm operating in this way. Do you want to come along? And so sometimes it's a simple invitation where he gives us choice in it. He gives us choice in what we would like to do with him. And it can be an expression of the life we have with him. And so that first opportunity that really came about.
Hey, family, listen, if you're enjoying this conversation and you know God is nudging you to take a leap, then go to takingthefiveleaps.com right now to gain full access to all the powerful sessions from this Leaping Launchpad audio and video summit. The Leaping Launchpad Summit is available this week only to those that order a copy of the Taking the Five Leaps book. Listen, y'all, not only will you gain full access to the summit, but you'll also get immediate access to the first chapter, the Taking the Leaps Quick Guide, the Five Leaps Power Pack, and full access to this audio and video summit. Again, you've got to grab your book this week and follow the steps on the website to gain full access, plus all the other immediate bonuses. Details can be found in the show notes. See you over in the summit.